Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I was asked to speak briefly at our church this morning on what the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ means to me. I'm not a theologian, but I would have no trouble finding the thoughts on some of the great minds of our faith on this subject. The resurrection could be called ground zero of the Christian faith. If you claim to be a follower of Christ, this is a topic you should have an opinion on. The resurrection was foretold in the scriptures, and it was the worst-case scenario for those who had persecuted and crucified Christ. His tomb being sealed and a guard being posted were extreme steps taken to disprove the claim of Christ to be the Son of God, at that time and in the future. These very steps were used by God to prove the legitimacy of the resurrection. In my opinion, this is not an opinion. It's an historical fact. But what does it mean to me, and why does it matter to me or to the world for which Christ came to save from sin? Please allow me to ask another question. Can a person's unbelief be a reflection of the wondrous way in which the Lord created mankind? We live at a time when, through technology, we are able to access more information than at any time in human history. This information can be used to reinforce or dilute our beliefs on how the world works. Even with all this accessible information, it seems to me that it does not cause minds to come together, but just allows more different directions for ideas to travel and various conclusions to be drawn. The Christian faith has not grown from ground zero, the resurrection, by divine ordination of God on a certain group of mankind. It has grown by, as the example of Christ individually calling the 12 disciples, and they individually choosing to respond to that call, everyone who claims to be a follower of Christ has been given that same opportunity. They have been called, and acting on that call, they choose to let Jesus be in control of their lives, to leave everything and go and follow Him. Back to my earlier question. Can a person's unbelief be a reflection of the wondrous way the Lord created mankind? I'm sure that the Creator of the universe could have made mankind to be more obedient, either an animal with a much better herding instinct than we seem to possess, or a robot with the ultimate in remote control features. But He chose instead to create mankind in His image with a desire for learning and understanding, and also a desire to get others to share our opinions. To me personally, the resurrection of Christ is the proof that Jesus is who He claimed to be, that He is still alive and still calling each of us, one by one, to go and follow Him. In answering that call, I will try to live my life in such a way that the other wonders created in God's image, fellow mankind, who I have the privilege of sharing this life with, might choose to do the same. It's the nightmare of the empowered. The dream of the oppressed turns a brave man to a coward. Nothing causes more unrest than change. Half the world fights for another way, half fight for the status quo. Will it all make sense someday? As men, will we ever know? Change. The Word of God tells us the future, His Word tells us the past. Still we twisted ourselves to nurture and think we can wait till the very last to change. While the devil roams like a roaring lion with the world in his spell, is there any use in trying? Yes, to repent is to rebel and change. 2,000 years ago a child was born. He came to show the way. We nailed Him to a cross to warn. This is what we have to say for change. Yet this God would not stay dead. He conquered the tomb and paid our toll, His mission to save the world from dread. He's the one who can take control of change. His words and teachings still survive the calendar set from the time of His birth. Our Lord and Savior is still alive. No man's teachings can carry such worth for change. Will men accept His gift of eternal life before Christ's earthly return? Invite His Spirit in like a hand to a glove. Only with Christ in our life can we learn to change. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. I hope you have a great day and that you can join me again next week for another edition. I'm R.P. Smith.